With an area of low pressure in northern Canada and high pressure over the Rockies, winds will become more favorable for lake effect snows to impact portions of the region over the next few days. Conditions look to be favorable for lake snow showers and squalls to develop for areas north of I-90 during the morning and into the afternoon today, with some areas picking up a quick coating to an inch in the more persistent squalls. Some of the upslope areas in southwestern and central Vermont could pick up a few inches by the time all is said and done. On this last day of 2014, will be a windy and cold one with highs only in the low and mid-20s. And with a persistent westerly wind, it'll feel more like it's in the teens all day long. In the wake of a disturbance moving through, winds will shift more southwesterly, sending the snow band northward later tonight into New Year's Day. And with another cold front approaching into Friday, winds will veer more northwesterly again, and we'll have a chance at lake effect snow showers moving through the region as the band moves south once again. By Friday night, any lingering lake effect snow should taper off as high pressure moves in briefly. The models are starting to converge on a solution, at least to the fact that there'll be a storm impacting the region Saturday night into Sunday. The storm track, timing, and intensity are still up in the air, but it does look like at least part of the region will see some decent snow from this system. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Isolated thunderstorms will be possible across parts of west central and southwest Texas late in the day and into the overnight period. The past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Tuesday of 86 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low Tuesday morning of 34 below zero at West Yellowstone Gate in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with a high in the low and mid-30s and wind chill values between 15 and 20 degrees with a persistent westerly wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 30, a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 possible. And in Buffalo, snow showers with widespread blowing snow, and that snow could come down heavy at times. Highs in the mid-20s, breezy with a west wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts near 40 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 32 degrees with a record of 61 set in 1895. Normal minimum temperature is 16 degrees with a record of 17 below zero set in 1917. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December the 31st, 2014. Sunrise at 7:26 a.m. and sunset at 4:31 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold with highs in the mid-20s and a southwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows near 10 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with snow showers today, cold with highs in the mid-20s and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 possible. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower teens, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today, cold with highs in the upper 20s and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower teens and southwest winds near 10 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, partly sunny later this afternoon, cold with highs in the upper 20s and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the middle teens, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, New Year's Day, mostly sunny and cold, temperatures in the mid-20s to near 30 degrees. Friday, partly sunny with snow showers, temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s. Saturday, increasing clouds, a chance of snow and a rainy mix overnight, temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. Sunday, mixed to all snow, windy and turning colder, highs in the mid and upper 30s. Monday, windy and colder with snow showers, highs in the low to mid-20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.